Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. President invites Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi to form a new government at centre. Swearing-in ceremony to take place at 7:15 PM tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Telugu Desam Party President N. Chandrababu Naidu to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of this month. CBI files final charge sheet against former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others in connection with land for job scam. 7 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. And in sports, India to take on Germany in FIH Hockey Pro League in London today. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi to form a new government at the centre. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 PM tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi met President yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP Parliamentary Party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Mr. Modi said the President has appointed him as Prime Minister designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held on Sunday evening. He added that the Rashtrapati Bhavan will work out the rest of the details now and by then the list of the Council of Ministers will be handed over to the President.
NDA ke sabhi saathiyon ne mujhe fir se ek baar is daitya ke liye pasand kiya hai aur sabhi NDA ke saathiyon ne Rashtrapati ji ko iski jankari di. और राष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे बुलाया था और मुझे प्रधानमंत्री डेजिग्नेट के रूप में नियुक्ति दी है और मुझे शपथ समारोह के लिए और मंत्रिपरिषद के सदस्यों के सूची के लिए उन्होंने सूचित किया है. मोटे तौर पर मैंने राष्ट्रपति जी को कहा है कि हमें 9 तारीख शाम को सुविधा रहेगी. अब बाकी डिटेल तो राष्ट्रपति भवन वर्कआउट करेगा और हम तब तक मंत्रिपरिषद की सूची राष्ट्रपति जी को सुपुर्द करेंगे, उसके बाद शपथ समारोह होगा.
Mr. Modi said people have given NDA government one more chance and this 18th Lok Sabha is a house of new and youthful energy. He said his government will fulfill the hopes and aspirations of the people of the country.
NDA सरकार को तीसरी बार देश की सेवा करने का देशवासियों ने आदेश दिया है. मैं देशवासियों का फिर से एक बार ये अवसर देने के लिए हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं. दो टर्म में जिस गति से देश आगे बढ़ा है, समाज के हर क्षेत्र में परिवर्तन साफ साफ नजर आ रहा है और मैं देशवासियों को विश्वास दिलाता हूं 5 साल के कार्यकाल में भी हम उसी गति के साथ उतने ही समर्पण भाव से देश की आशा आकांक्षाओं को पूर्ण करने में कोई कमी नहीं रखेंगे.
The Prime Minister designate said the stable government will prove beneficial for India and its economy as well as the youth. He assured the nation that his government will not leave any stone unturned to develop the nation at a fast pace.
In 10 साल के कार्यकाल के दरमियान भारत की वैश्विक जो छवि बनी है, दुनिया के लिए एक विश्व बंधु के रूप में भारत उभरा है, इसका मैक्सिमम एडवांटेज अब शुरू हो रहा है और मुझे पक्का विश्वास है ये 5 वर्ष वैश्विक परिवेश में भी भारत के लिए बहुत उपयोगी होने वाले हैं.
Rashtrapati Bhavan said in a social media post that President Draupadi Murmu yesterday appointed Narendra Modi to the office of Prime Minister of India, exercising powers vested in her under Article 75(1) of the Constitution. The President requested Mr. Modi to advise her about the names of other persons to be appointed members of the Union Council of Ministers and indicate the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting at the Central Hall of the Old Parliament Building in New Delhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh moved a proposal to elect Mr. Modi as NDA leader and it was supported by the leaders of all NDA allies. Mr. Modi has also been elected as the leader of the BJP in Lok Sabha and BJP Parliamentary Party. Proposing the name of Mr. Modi, Rajnath Singh said that he is the most suitable person for this post. He said that this alliance is not a compulsion, but it is our commitment. Union Ministers Amit Shah and Nitin Gadkari seconded the proposal. Delhi police has prohibited flying of subconventional aerial platforms including paragliders, paramotors, hand gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as Prime Minister. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and the 10th of this month. Telugu Desam Party National President N. Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of June at 11:27 a.m. The swearing-in ceremony will take place near Vijayawada. NDA senior leaders and chief ministers of neighbouring states are expected to attend the ceremony. This will be the second time that Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014 and first Telugu person to take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh for the fourth time. NDA allies, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena and Bharatiya Janata Party swept the assembly polls, winning 164 of the 175 assembly seats. The change of guard ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan will not take place on three occasions this month, including today, the 15th and the 22nd. The President's Secretariat has informed that this cancellation is due to preparations for the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan and the President's address to both Houses of Parliament. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
न्यूयॉर्क में नासाउ काउंटी इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट स्टेडियम पर एक रोमांचक मुकाबला
जब होंगी भारत और पाकिस्तान की टीमें आमने सामने
आईसीसी टी20 मेंस क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड कप में 9 जून को भारत पाकिस्तान मैच का आंखों देखा हाल
सुनिए सिर्फ आकाशवाणी नेटवर्क पर
The CBI has filed its final charge sheet in connection with land for job scam allegedly involving former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others. The special court has listed the matter on July 6th for consideration on the charge sheet. Earlier on the 4th of October 2023, the court had granted bail to former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav, Rabdi Devi and others concerning a fresh charge sheet in the alleged land for job scam case. In Chhattisgarh, 7 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division yesterday. Talking to Akashwani News, Dantewada SP Gaurav Rai said that bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered from the encounter site.
जॉइंट ऑपरेशन लॉन्च किया गया था इसमें दंतेवाड़ा नारायणपुर बस्तर और जगदलपुर और कोंडागांव चार जिले की डीआरजी की फोर्स एवं आईटीबीपी की फोर्स संयुक्त ऑपरेशन में इन्वॉल्व थी इस ऑपरेशन में कई बार रुक रुक कर एक्सचेंज ऑफ फायर और मुठभेड़ हुआ जिसमें 7 वर्दीधारी नक्सली का शव हथियार सहित बरामद किया गया है मुठभेड़ में 3 जवान भी घायल हुए जिनको तत्काल वहां पर प्राथमिक उपचार किया गया और रेस्क्यू कर उनको उचित इलाज हेतु रायपुर ले जाया गया बाकी अभी टीम वापसी में है तो और भी नक्सली के घायल होने की संभावना
The encounter took place on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada districts. Information and Broadcasting Ministry will organize a variety of program activities to create awareness about the common yoga protocol along with awareness about the benefits of practicing yoga. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and Secretary Ayush Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha yesterday reviewed preparations for outreach activities of International Day of Yoga 2024 in New Delhi. Public service broadcaster Prasar Bharati will broadcast and telecast different programs through Doordarshan and Akashvani network. The ministry said Doordarshan will broadcast programs and interviews with yoga experts along with telecasting special live morning shows. Akashvani will broadcast programs to promote yoga as a way of life for the overall wellness of people in collaboration with Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. The Ministry of Ayush has prepared a yoga geet which will be shared across all media platforms. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert in Kerala, Karnataka and Maharashtra for heavy rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some parts of central Arabian Sea, Maharashtra, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, South Odisha and Bay of Bengal during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has forecast light rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan today. Widespread rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northeast region, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim is likely during the next 7 days. A charity rescue ship recovered the bodies of 11 migrants off the coast of Libya on Friday after saving more than 160 people from boats close to the North African country, the Doctors Without Borders MSF group said. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his re-election for a record third time. In a post on X, the tech billionaire said his companies are looking to invest in the country soon. Musk, in a tweet, congratulated Mr. Modi for his victory in the world's largest democratic elections. He said he's looking forward to his companies doing exciting work in India. Tesla is likely to set up its manufacturing unit in India and make large-scale investments. In the French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz Garcia of Spain defeated Yannick Sinner of Italy at the Roland Garros men's singles semi-final match yesterday. 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz reached his first French Open final by beating Yannick Sinner, making him the youngest Spaniard to reach a Grand Slam title match on three surfaces. Alcaraz won the US Open in 2022 on hard courts, Wimbledon in 2023 on grass, and now will play for the championship on the red clay at the Roland Garros. In the second semi-final, fourth-seeded Alexander Zverev of Germany reached the finals by beating seven-seeded Casper Ruud of Norway. In the final, Alcaraz will face Alexander Zverev tomorrow. On the other hand, the women's singles final will be held today between top-seeded Iga Swiatek of Poland and Italy's Yasmin Paolini. India will take on Germany in the FIH Hockey Pro League in London today. In an earlier encounter, India defeated Germany 3-0. Speaking on the team's performance so far, Vice-Captain Hardik Singh said that they have played some good hockey, but there are still some areas where they need to improve. He said their objective in remaining matches will be to start aggressively and work on best combinations. India will clash with hosts Great Britain tomorrow in a bid to end their campaign on a high. Indian men's team is placed fourth in the points table as it has amassed 24 points from 14 matches. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Canada beat Ireland by 12 runs at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US last night. Batting first, Canada scored 137 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Ireland just managed to score 125 for 7 wickets. This morning, Afghanistan won by 84 runs against New Zealand at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Batting first, Afghanistan made 159 for 6 in the 20 overs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Pramod. Alliance the buzzword as President invites Modi headlines the Hindustan Times. PM says NDA Spirit of India, world's strongest alliance government, headlines the Asian Age. President invites Modi to form new government, headlines the Hindu. Birth talks on as Modi meets Murmu, invited to form government, headlines the Times of India. Modi stakes claim to form government, says consensus needed to run the country, headlines the Indian Express. Most papers have on their front page the RBI predicting 7.2% GDP growth for the financial year 2024-25 and the Sensex climbing nearly 500 points to an all-time closing high of 23,290. All papers also report on the drowning of four Indian medical students in a river 200 kilometers from St. Petersburg in Russia. And finally, a story on how a Mumbai boy scripted a miracle for US in the Tribune. Playing for the US side of Netra Welkar was the man of the moment as he bowled the newcomers to victory over Pakistan in the Super Over match on Thursday. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President invites Prime Minister Designate Narendra Modi to form a new government at the centre. Swearing-in ceremony to take place at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Telugu Desam Party President N. Chandrababu Naidu to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on the 12th of this month. CBI files final charge sheet against former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his family members and others in connection with the Land for Jobs scam. Seven Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. And in sports, India to take on Germany in FIH Hockey Pro League in London today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.